Welcome to One Trick Tony, a podcast where you can forget about your own problems and think about mine instead. Welcome to episode 23 of this podcast. And Josh is with me.
Hi.
Even though you don't like him, he's
hurtful.
Here. Yeah.
You were trolling me about my mustache.
You've got a mustache at the moment. I actually like a mustache. I love it when Torbs has a mustache. Mustache. I love it when Torbs has a mustache.
What is it because it just sort of defines?
I don't know. I just like them. Mm-hmm. I just like a dude with a mustache and just like a little bit of stubble, which you've also got at the moment. But you're also wearing like a black hoodie, which is fine, but like shorts, like Nike sport shorts, mm-hmm, and Crocs.
They're actually meant to be formal shorts.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not they fucking working if they're supposed to be formal.
Well, it's a light Nike. It's not sort of a prominent logo.
Is it the tech fleece short?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can spot it from a mile away.
Okay.
They're expensive.
Well, I wear it every day.
They're expensive. How many pairs do you have?
Just one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a video for sure. No, I wear it every day. I pretty much only have one bra that I wear.
Really?
Yeah.
We're actually doing a video at the moment for
of bras. Me in a
no,
bra.
Like a bra video for bra production.
Can I
company.
Be in it?
Can I get what's your size? It's a it's a big bra.
I don't actually really know, but really? I often wear a double D.
You're meant to get fitted every year.
Yeah, I haven't been fitted for about 4 years.
Yeah, we're doing a whole thing about what your big boob problem is.
Well, so I wear a double D, but I don't think I'm a double D because then I've met other girls that are double Ds and my boobs aren't that big. Mm-hmm. But I guess I wear a big size because I'm chubby. Mm. So,
do you know what it's? Is it like a 6 step? Like
yeah,
what the?
I think so. Uh-huh. Maybe and even bigger. One. Yeah. Well, I've got like a few bras, but this is the bra that I wear every day.
Do you ever put roll-on deodorant underneath your breasts?
No.
Okay. Because that's a thing.
Why did you say that in such a weird way? Do you ever put roll-on deodorant under your breasts?
I know. I thought I sounded quite casual.
No, I don't do that. But I used to work with a girl, Carmella, and she used to put roll-on deodorant on her thighs, like when she was wearing like a long skirt. Mm-hmm. And she reckoned that that helped with sweating and chafing.
I have heard that too.
Yeah,
actually.
I've never done it, but I feel like it would just make your legs more moist because you're putting something on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it would. But moisture is not necessarily what causes chafing.
No, true.
Yeah. A bit of Vaso could help as well. Ugh. When was it? Have you been to a bra fitting before?
Not like a proper one. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should go and do that. Oh, COVID. You can't.
You can actually do Zoom fits.
Oh.
Yeah. Brava in the city, who's the client, they do
God,
Zoom
they're getting
fitting.
Free yeah. Little plug-in here.
Yeah, yeah. They're great.
Can you actually do it online? This sounds like an ad. Yeah. Not an ad. It sounds like a weird organic
Brava,
podcast
with
ad.
All of the COVID stuff, they started doing Zoom fits because they don't actually use measuring tapes. Like, that's their whole thing. They do it by eye.
You.
Yes.
So, do you reckon that they would give me a free bra? Because obviously, I'm in the stable of stars of...
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's a lie.
I mean, obviously. Having one isn't like that's a...
Probably a health
bra.
And safety issue.
Yeah. Do you find how old is it?
It's old.
Yeah.
It's probably like 18 months old.
Okay. How's the wire?
It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's in good nick, but it doesn't fit me properly because it like the straps fall down off my shoulders and it like gives me back fat at the back and it like digs into my ribs. Mm-hmm. Like it's not comfy, but it's just the comfiest one that I've got to like wear every day.
Thick or thin straps?
It's like a thin strap, but there's like a... like a double at the front bit and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't realize how much women have to deal with the whole bra thing. It's a real issue.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I just hate it because, like, it just makes me look so bad from the back because it, like, digs into me. Mm-hmm. Then you get bras that don't dig into you but they are, like, disgusting to to look at. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, and I'm not trying to impress anybody with my bras, but
do you have like a matching at all? Like a set?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Would that make you more interested in doing this? Or
No. Just, it felt like a question that people would ask.
Does it?
If you were asking these types of questions.
Do you have any matching underwear?
Does
your girlfriend wear much matching underwear?
Nah, not like a crazy amount, but she's got like her favorite brands, which annoyingly I found when traveling. And so when we go to the US, she like stocks up.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. But did you mean matching as in like lingerie, or do you mean matching as in like a Calvin Klein top and bottom?
Yeah, your undies match your bra.
No, I don't really do that. Well, most of the underwear that I have is black. Mm-hmm. So I guess in that sense it does match, but I don't have like, yeah. I thought that you meant like sexy lingerie.
Oh, no.
Is what I thought you meant. That's why I was like, oh, are you interested?
Yeah. No, just like matching in general, nothing.
No, it's just all black. Uh-huh. Yeah, slimming. So I'm hoping that like comes through the clothes, makes me look skinnier. I've really fucked up today because I've come here and my laptop is dead.
Oh, no. I've got
and
my
laptop.
And
it's been the first
though.
Time that you've had yours, but mm-hmm. I can't like write anything down. And normally I like write stuff down as I go. And not only have not my laptop is dead, but I didn't bring my book either. And normally I'm like scrolling little notes. I haven't done that. But this morning, my day, I woke up and I'd like had a really good night's sleep. And then I got to work and I was like, ugh. And then I looked out the window and saw that fucking rainbow.
Yeah,
oh my God.
It's huge.
Amazing. So in Melbourne this morning, which is Tuesday, the 23rd of February. Mm-hmm. 2021. And you would have seen it all over Instagram if you follow anyone that's from Melbourne, because everyone who's anyone posted about it this morning. Your girlfriend posted about it. Tommy, your business partner, mm-hmm. one of the other podcast collaborators, he posted about it.
Jess, our GM, posted about it.
Yep, she posted about it. Yeah.
Did you actually go outside to see it?
I didn't go outside because I was busy working, but mm-hmm. I saw it from the window. I actually snapped a pic because it was so fucking gorge. Mm-hmm. And it just like, didn't that just make your day feel really nice?
It sort of made me, am I a depressing person to say that it made me sad that we all felt that we needed to take a photo in that moment? Surely we could have just like, what would we have done if it was the 90s?
But like I saw it, really appreciated it mm-hmm. and thought that's made me happy. Should I bottle that for another day? Because don't you think that in a year when I'm like on a train in fucking Japan and I'm really bored and I don't have any data because I'm on holiday and I'm like scrolling through your camera roll, you know when you do that when you've like...
No. So you go on holidays and then scroll on your phone finding photos when you're back home.
If you're like, no. So like say you don't have any data and you like don't have a book with you or whatever and you just like want to do something on your phone and you just like... jump into your camera roll and you just like scroll through?
I don't, but Tommy, my business partner, did tell me the story of watching a guy sort through his cock photos on a plane. So he was going, you know how people like sometimes like delete, they'll be going through and the guy just had nudes and he was just going through and deleting the bad ones. But Tommy
of
could
himself?
See. Yes. And Tommy could just see the whole thing.
So nudes of himself.
Mm-hmm. Just curating. Like, yeah. He's taken 100 nudes.
And gone like, oh, that's a good one. Favorite it. The little heart at the
star,
bottom.
Yeah. A heart. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a heart.
It is. And so, no, I sort of get that. Like, what do you do when you have no phone reception?
Yeah. Like, but mm-hmm. I feel like that's something because obviously you play your Candy Crush or your SpongeBob mm-hmm. game or whatever. But, like, you can't just do that forever. But don't you ever just, like, jump on? You just, like...
I've never not had phone reception.
No, but, like, you know when you're on holiday and you, like, don't have a data pack or whatever?
I am the guy that would just
you
have
are.
A SIM card.
I actually don't know why I did not just ask that because you're 100% that guy.
Like, yeah, I need a local SIM wherever I go. But the idea of going to, like, a Starbucks or a McDonald's every single time you want to use the internet sounds painful.
Well, I don't think you can... It's legal anymore. But do you remember how they used to like lock phones?
Mm-hmm.
Like your phone would be like locked to a network. Yep. I don't know if that's a thing outside of Australia, but here, like if you bought a phone through Telstra, you like wouldn't be able to take it off Telstra.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just got some dirt in my throat.
Dirt? He's drinking out of a cafe size.
I don't know that it's specifically dirt, but.
Something's in
you
your
know
throat.
When you just get a little dry mm-hmm. spot?
Yeah.
phones that were locked to a network. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think they can do that anymore. But then I think that every time I went on holiday, I was like, I'll get a SIM card, but they don't work because your phone's locked to a network.
Yeah, they just do it for free. Yeah, like I don't know if it's still the case that you have to do it, but there was definitely the transitional period where you at least had to contact Telstra or Optus and just get them to unlock it, but they'll do it for free.
Oh, because, and I remember like buying a phone off a friend because I dropped mine in the pool or fucking whatever. I actually once dropped my phone into the bath while it was plugged into my laptop and my laptop was plugged into the house power. No.
Did you hear about the woman that died recently with that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, look, scrolling on her phone. I think she dropped the whole fucking power. Like she'd used a extension cable lead and then the fucking thing. Oh.
Well, yeah. So I had my phone in my hand. My phone was plugged into my laptop and my laptop was plugged into the wall. So I literally could have did. Uh-huh. I didn't, obviously.
That's so funny.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Did you fucking freak out?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did I freak out? Yeah. And because I was really worried that my phone was going to be fucked as
well. What sort of phone was it?
iPhone.
Okay. Yeah. So it was it wasn't sort of that long ago. It has to be in the last 5 years.
Yeah, like 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was before I was dating Torbs. Mm-hmm. So, and I was like still living at home because I was rich enough to have a bath. Well, my mum and dad were rich enough for me to have a bath. I'd love a bath. You're living in a really fancy house at the moment. Do you have a bath?
Yeah, I had one the other day. Yeah, it's not as appealing as what you'd think.
Nah, like, I love a bath.
I think the problem with it is get hot really quick. Yeah.
No, but you hate stuff.
Yeah.
So,
I'm a miserable guy.
Yeah. So, I feel like you wouldn't like it. Mm-hmm. You're a guy that has a SIM card when you're overseas and you're a guy that wouldn't like a bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even need to ask you that, but mm-hmm. I love a bath. I house sat for PJ, so mm-hmm. from my actual job, Jason PJ. I house sat for her and Kat sat for her last year for a weekend. And she had this like gorgeous big bathtub and I literally just spent the whole weekend in there because I love a fucking bath.
She got a TV in there as well.
Yeah. She doesn't live in that house anymore, but yeah, so it was really nice.
What about a spa, like a spa that's a shared?
Or like a hot tub or something.
Like a hot springs?
I mean, there's something sexy about having a hot bath with
other people.
With a boyfriend or something. Or if like, say I was trying to sleep with you and we were in a hot tub together, like that would be sexy.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I know what you mean. But like a spa, like that whole sort of, I feel like that happened on Big Brother a lot.
Oh, probably.
They'd have spas or whatever and then they would kiss.
Oh, yeah. If only.
But no, I'm thinking more like the Mornington Peninsula hot springs.
I like the hot springs.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Yeah, because you're a guy that doesn't like a bath. Mm-hmm. So I get that.
But also just the idea of like banter, like sharing that sort of thing with people.
But you don't talk, like, we have been to the hot springs mm-hmm. and it's not really a place you go where you chat to other people. Like everyone's going about their own business.
You get your robe. And were you
in to pay extra for a robe, but yeah.
And so what do you wear if you're not wearing a robe?
Well, we were just wearing our babers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you got your bathers on. Don't know why you say it like that.
Your babers, yeah.
What do you say in WA?
Bathers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who says
what do you
togs?
Say here, togs?
No, we say bathers.
No, you say togs here.
No, we're not babies. We say bathers.
They togs. Say togs in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Kia ora.
Yeah, togs I don't like.
Do you know what I don't like? Swimmers.
Yeah, I don't
when
like
someone
that
says swimmers, you sound like a fucking baby.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least with swimmers, it's making it very clear what's about to happen.
Yeah. But swimmers sounds like a pod of dolphins. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm putting on my swimmers like many Olympians are about to come past. but speaking of bottling joy, I got sent a package.
Yeah, P.O. Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria, 30067. You didn't know this was going to happen.
No, I don't know what it is. It's a catch of the day box.
So, do you think this is someone who sent directly, put in our address and sent it?
Well, yeah, because I haven't ordered any. Unless did I order something
No, you
to
wouldn't
here.
Have called it One Trick Tony.
No, I would have said, don't open this, Josh. hang
so
on.
You're
I'm
trying
just going
to work out
this.
How to. Okay, you're peeling. It's They do really good packaging. Oh, you're ripping that. Here we go. So it's a big box.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Tony, what is it?
It's a lava lamp.
It's a lava lamp.
Oh my God. I actually remember someone messaged me about this.
Is there a card or anything?
No, there's no card. Oh, there is a $100 wine voucher.
That's how they get you.
I'm going to show this to the camera. I'm the first person that uses the voucher code.
Yeah, they're not going to say that.
Wins. Like that?
No, you could bring it closer to your face for focus. All the way to your face. Yeah. Someone screen grab that. Congrats.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Congratulations, $100 wine voucher. Oh, fuck. Someone messaged me about, can we plug it in? Do you think it will warm up by the time the podcast is over?
Yeah, why not? All right. So there's the unboxing. It says Rainbow Diamond Motion Lamp. Can you read the side?
Okay. It says Rainbow Diamond Motion Lamp. Operating information. It takes 2 to 3 hours to warm up. No. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Just like us. can you at least show us?
Oh, yeah, hang on. Oh.
So
it's like a rainbow-coloured one. Oh, my God.
It almost looks like a big drink bottle or something.
Yeah.
All right, so you're pulling it out. Oh, the colour is beautiful.
I could, do you dare me to, how much money would you give me to drink this?
Yeah, I think you'd die.
I've lived through dropping my phone in the bath, true. So maybe it's fine.
That's going to be great.
And then, it's even got a little light lamp switcher.
Oh, that's great.
When I was a kid, I wanted a lamp for next to my bed so badly because I thought it was really grown up, like having like your own light. And I remember when I got a lamp and it was one of those like plastic adjustable head, like, so you know how they've got like the arm on them and then the adjustable head with the tab on the bottom? Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It was purple.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. I remember my mum buying it for me and being like, and it's got a colourful little base. Oh, and it says, don't open, don't drink on the lid, which is nice of them. So then it's got this little.
A little top hider. Oh, beautiful. Oh, it looks so good.
And then it goes.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, everyone. It's quite involved. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I really want to find.
That looks so funny seeing your face through. Can you hold it up?
Yeah,
looking through it. It looks very funny.
Woo. Wacky do, man.
No, it's really whack. It's cool.
I actually remember someone messaging me about that now, and I really, really, really can't remember who it was. I have to go through my Instagram DMs, but thank you so much. That is so fucking funny. I reckon that whoever it was needs to get some friends. I feel really guilty that you've spent money on sending me that when you could spend that on your loved ones.
It's so nice.
So lovely. Don't get me wrong. I just mean like I feel bad.
You're blown away.
Yeah, I am. I'm blown away by this generosity.
You're really shit at receiving gifts.
Never go. Yeah, I am. Thank you.
Have you got no friends or something? Why are you giving me?
No, I just feel guilty because someone's like spent their hard-earned money on sending me a lava lamp. I appreciate the lava lamp though, because I'm going to turn it on in my house.
And it's going to look sick.
Yeah, it's going to be
so
awesome.
So much good content that you could do on social media.
Yeah, so many videos in the future. I'm just trying to unlock my phone because I don't have a notepad or laptop. The other day, Torbs and I, we ordered a heap of dumplings for dim sum, like for breakfast. You know how you like normally go to dim sum, but it was during the Melbourne lockdown that we had the other week. So we couldn't go out for breakfast. And we were like, let's order heaps of dim sum. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, what's the difference between dim sum and dim sim?
Well, dim sim is like a dim sim. That's like one dumpling. Like
paparazzo sort of thing.
What's the difference?
Paparazzi is multiple paparazzos.
Oh, okay. No. So like a dim sim is like one type of dumpling. I guess it would technically be a dumpling. Mm-hmm. But dim sum is like, I feel like I'm really butchering this, but dim sum is like breakfast or lunch.
And
like
they're
a
designed
meal.
For breakfast.
But it's not one thing. It's like, it's a meal. Dim sum is a meal. Great. Can you Google it? You've got a fucking computer.
Yeah. What is dim sum?
Yeah. Just Google dim sum.
It sort of reminds me, is it like, what's the thing that you have in Spain? Tapas.
Tapas. Yeah. It's a bit like that.
Tapas?
Tapas. Yeah.
So when I type in dim sum.
Yeah. D-I-M-S-U-M. Two words.
D-I-M-S-U-M.
Yep.
Dim sum. Is a large range of small dishes.
Yep. So it's like a meal.
That Cantonese people traditionally enjoy in restaurants for breakfast and lunch.
Mm.
I've never fucking had dim sum.
Oh, so like, you know when you go like Have you ever been to like a Chinese restaurant at like breakfast or lunch time and they have like the trolleys of like bamboo steamers and all of that? And you like, and you say like, oh yeah, I'll get like a prawn dumpling.
So
and
Shanghai,
I'll grab-
is it like Shanghai dumplings?
Yeah, like all of that kind of stuff, like ha gao and shumai and like xiaolongbao and stuff. Because I love dim sum. Like Torbs and I used to go all the time. We lived in Perth, our very, 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 very favorite place. If you live in Perth and you've never been to Dragon Palace in Northridge, it is the best fucking dim sum ever. And we used to go a lot. We haven't really found a place that we love here in Melbourne, but it was the weekend. It was the weekend of lockdown. We were like, let's order, like, let's support, because it was the weekend of Lunar New Year.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, and we ordered all these dumplings and we were about halfway through.
From a restaurant?
Yes.
And is it, does it come cooked?
Well, yeah, it's like.
It's like getting Uber
Eats. It was like
Eats
on
delivered.
Uber Eats. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we just picked like heaps of dishes that we wanted and created our own like dim sum.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. We should do it one weekend. Yeah. We should actually go because it's
breakfast.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. So you like book in and you sit there and then they come around with like hot trolleys and you get like bits and pieces.
Fried or just steamed?
It depends. Like they, it's whatever Everything. They cook. Yeah. And then if you want something particular, you can like order it.
Mm-hmm. So it's and like then, you pay one price.
So it's like an all you can eat. They give you the thing and then they stamp your piece of paper and they say like, oh, that was like a – so it's like, you know, when you go to Sushi Train and all
Never
of the
been.
Plates – okay, when you go to Sushi Train, there'll be like different colored plates or different pattern plates and each plate – depending on its color is a different price.
Oh, my goodness.
And so like when they come over at the end – depending on what colored plates you've got is how much you pay. They like add it all up.
Wow. So is it like a, you know, Mexican restaurant, how they would put like little taco, like how many tacos and you like, you have a little pencil that you'd see at a golf club.
Yeah. Like at an IKEA.
Yeah. You're going like one for that, four for that. And they just add it at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so like when they come around with their trolleys, they like write down on your paper, depending on, so if you say, oh, I'll get three ha gao servings of ha gao, which is like prawns in like a dumpling wrapper, then they just write down, cool, they've had three of those. And then like at the end, they just add it all up.
It sounds great that it's a breakfast thing.
It's,
I love
it. It's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you can, like often you can drink there. Like
do people have dim sum? So people have dim sum for dinner as well?
No, it's like a breakfast or lunch thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, you could.
What do they do at those restaurants after?
Well, I guess they're still restaurants, but like, I don't think that it's very common to have like what you would have at dim sum, like lunch or breakfast or lunch that you would have at dinner. But you can't, like if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you can get all that food, but it probably just won't be like a la carte, like on the little trolleys.
Great.
Anyway, we should go one day.
Yeah,
because it's
that.
Literally the best. I'll see if I can get a booking for this weekend. Not this week. Can't do this weekend. Maybe next weekend.
Okay.
Well, because our friends are about to move to New Zealand. Oh, they're staying with us this weekend. Can't do this weekend. Maybe.
Maybe they'd want to come.
Maybe. They probably don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, I would be so pissed off if I was them. And you said, hey, I'd have organised dim sum.
With Josh
with
and Brie.
With Josh and Brie.
Yeah.
Sorry,
with Josh and Brie, yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Which ones? anyway, and we ordered all of these. So this, I'm really worried about the direction that this story is going about to go in. We were halfway through the food and I bit into a dumpling and there was metal in it.
Mm.
And it was like I felt it in my mouth. I felt it like in my tongue. And then I pulled it out of my mouth and I saw that it was like.
You saw dollar signs.
I was like, here we go. This is the big break I've been hoping for. And now I've got a TV show. No.
Bought a house. Opened up a dim sum.
That's why friends are staying with us because we've got a massive house.
And so there was metal in the dumpling. What sort of described the metal?
So it was like.
You're looking like a hawk.
It was like one fiber from a steel wool.
What do you reckon they're using that for?
Well, I'm guessing that whatever tray they had scrubbed, it had gotten stuck or something like that. Anyway, I wasn't injured, but I saw it and I thought, oh my God, like that's less than fucking ideal. And we'd ordered it through a service such as Uber Eats, Deliveroo, DoorDash, etc., etc. And I sent a thing and I was like, hey, like this has just happened. Don't really know what I should do. And I felt like an asshole. Anyway, and they were like, we're so sorry that this has happened. We're going to send you an email. And they sent me this email and it was like, if you would like to pursue this further, please send us photos of like what was in your food, like what happened, and send your phone number to give consent to like the Chinese restaurant to contact you about what's happened. And I didn't do it because I felt too bad because it was the weekend of lockdown. And I was like, what am I going to do? Like get $70 back for the dumplings, but possibly destroy this beautiful little
and
place.
And also you're worried at the same time that there's not enough dim sum offerings in
Melbourne. Yeah. So what am I going to do? Shut one down.
Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, and I guess it was just that thing of like, I didn't want to do the admin.
Yeah. Have you ever found anything in your food before?
No, this is probably actually the first time. I think, I think it's probably the first time that something like that's happened, but it just like, it made me feel really weird. I was like, because I felt really bad, but then I also wanted to let them know so that it didn't happen again. But it wasn't as if it was like that half a spatula broke off or anything. Yeah. It was like, it's easy. Like these things happen.
To be honest, half a spatula I'm okay with.
Because you're going to see it.
No, because it's meant to be in the kitchen.
Well, steel wool, where else would you keep washing
like,
things
I guess
it?
You've got like a bunch of, you know, thoughts on like this steel. Whereas if it's half a wooden spoon or something, you're like, well, that's clearly come from a kitchen. Like the problem is you just don't want it to feel like it's some sort of backyard.
Well, I hadn't thought of that until just now.
Well, yeah. Like when you said steel wool, I didn't think, I thought that it must have. Where I went is these have been made in a garage.
Oh,
but it
no,
makes a lot
not-
of sense what you're saying.
Oh, right. So you just didn't like connect the dots.
Yeah,
that.
When you just see like actual material, like pieces of material.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I was like, what the fuck?
Mm, it's not good.
No. And then I like pulled it out of my mouth and Torbs, and I was like, what the fuck? And Torbs was like,
did you
holy
eat the rest?
Shit. No.
Really?
No.
How many were left?
We were about halfway through.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Surely and you could have eaten the rest.
I'm sure it was fine. I think Torbs ate the rest like the next day, but okay. I was like, you know, when you just get a bit, I would order from there again because the food was really, really lovely. But I just like, but how lazy is that? That like, I just, but I also, I just didn't want to fuck them over because no, it was locked down and I just felt really bad.
If a meal is bad at a restaurant, would you say something?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And that, I reckon that that is an issue with like meal delivery services because you're it's like cyberbullying, right? You're
so
talking
easy.
To a screen instead of having to talk to poor little Jonathan who's 16 and he's working there after school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, Jonathan, this meal was cold and shit, you just fucking go on your phone, you go, oh, yeah, it was cold. Like whoever fucking dropped it off obviously took too long and like I want my money back, dickhead.
Yeah, it's very true.
Like – I reckon the complaints would be skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. And also you're judging food services on things that are out of their control. Like if the, you know how, if the weather's bad, it says it might take us longer to find a driver or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then me getting the food cold is not their fault.
Yeah. I remember when I tested Uber Eats before it came to Australia.
Oh,
I,
here we go.
And they actually had a... No, this is true.
Yeah, I know it is, but just...
It's a bit eye-rolly. No, I... No, just interestingly, when they started, you had to deliver to the door. They had to deliver to the door. If they didn't deliver to the door, your food was free.
That should still be a thing now.
It was crazy, though, because there was no car parks out the front of our joint. And so, every single time I'd click, did not deliver to the door because I'd have to go down every time. Yeah, they stopped
it
doing that.
It is a fucking pain, though.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you order close by and you're like, it would have actually been quicker if I fucking just walked to the
just
restaurant.
To just go down there, yeah. And I also find that you wait longer for your food because for you, for the restaurant, you're out of sight, out of mind. Whereas like, say if there's three people waiting in the restaurant, they're going to serve the three people before they serve you because like-
It doesn't feel like that though when you're there. When I'm at a restaurant, you see someone with their Uber Eats, I'm like- That's my fucking taco that's going out because they're being greedy
idiot.
Fucks.
Yeah. By the way, just seeing you doing this.
Yeah, yeah,
greedy.
We, yeah.
That's my taco. That's mine. For anyone that's not watching on YouTube,
you have
we're
to
both
watch.
Going.
Yeah, we're doing like a.
No, don't say what it is.
What's it called?
Tilt.
Yeah, we're tilting our heads at the same time.
That's my taco.
Yes.
That's it. Nah.
This, when you talk like that, doesn't it remind, it reminds me of sort of like going on a date.
Oh, yeah.
With someone.
Yes.
And they're like,
nah.
No, say it. No, say it.
Yeah.
No, I just think like, I was just thinking something. No, say it.
And it's like bashful. It's don't ask me about how big my vagina is. But you really want to share how big your vagina is.
Yeah, no,
that's
I get it.
Good trait, right? Positive trait.
I think that's a question after, do you have a matching set?
Are you wearing a lingerie? How big's your vagina? All vaginas are beautiful.
If your breasts are a double D, I'm guessing your
vagina's a double V. Yeah, open it up and there's a free Google Home Mini in there.
Yeah, how many Google Home Minis do you think it is in size?
Yeah, that's like an approximation instead of like, oh, it's about 3 foot long. I'm oh, fuck, like 16 Google Home Minis. I've got 16 in my bag that I can line up and measure it out.
It's a good measuring. Yeah. They don't use a measuring tape. They just use Google Home Minis.
Yeah, I went for a run the other day. Oh, how far did you get? About 16,000 Google Home Minis. Wonder how far that would be. How big is a Google Home Mini? Like 10 centimeters?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
How Were you far? Actually?
Yeah, how far
I
did
said 16,000 Google Home Minis.
So 16.
So 16,000 times 10 centimeters. We should be able to work it out.
Yeah, I just added a zero.
Oh.
It's 160,000 centimeters.
So 16 Ks. Wait.
160.
100.
Oh, no, no, no. Because 1,000 centimeters.
1,000 centimeters in a kilometer. Oh. No, a meter is 100 centimeters.
Oh, my God. I'm a fucking idiot. All right. So 100 centimeters. 100 centimeters is a meter, of course.
Of course.
And then, so 1,000 centimeters. This is the problem. No one ever talks.
Is a kilometer.
1,000 centimeters. When would you ever say it's about 1,000 centimeters away?
Yeah, why they created the term a kilometer. Yeah.
100 meters, 1,000 centimeters. Great. So 160,000
centimeters is 160 Ks. No.
Yes.
Yeah. 160 kilometers.
Yeah.
I couldn't run that far. So that was a hyperbole by any sense anyway. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call this family meeting.
Yes.
Please stop drinking your obnoxiously huge Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
It's great. I appreciate it.
Because you had a cheeseburger earlier. Yes. So I'd like to call a family meeting because...
Is this the only way you know how to give some sort of bad news is based on
Jason PJ? No, have family? I got some family trauma? Oh, no, that's not even what I was talking about.
Isn't that what they...
Should I come up with a different thing to
no,
say?
No, you can. Are you going to talk about
We have
about
some
the thing?
Terrible news.
No, what I was going to say is...
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, you can give it a try. People don't like you, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, nothing to lose. No, so when you came in today...
Oh. Yeah.
You were talking.
Yeah.
And you're mentioning that you've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah. So we were talking at length and I've been thinking about it for a while, about like how busy I am at work, and anybody that knows me from Jason PJ, which is fucking all of you, let's be real, no one has found this podcast organically, that like there's been lots of changes at my real job, the one that pays me, unfortunately, which is why it has to take precedence. And we are going to take a break from One Trick Tony for a little while, which is really sad.
Well, yeah, you don't. I think the thing is you're saying a break because.
Because it's not the end.
Yeah. And you also like, I think, mental health wise, you just need to prioritize focusing on work.
Yes.
And then see where the gaps are and see how you go.
And because it's not the end, like by any means, in terms of like me doing something and me being part of like the big media company family, which is the podcast collaborators, as long as you'll have me.
But yeah, even beyond that, I think like the main thing is obviously you're great listeners. You have a very... very strong group of like great people who listen.
And I'm still going to be around. Like I'm still going to be posting on Instagram.
Scrolling on Instagram.
I'm still going to be alive.
Wasting time on Instagram.
Instead of doing this podcast and wasting time, I will only be wasting time.
The screen time will go up.
It cannot increase from what it is.
What is your screen time at?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Pause the fucking family meeting and let me look at my screen time. Today, so it's 4:45 right now, and today it's on 2 hours 53.
It's not bad.
It's not too bad actually, but I don't really use my phone.
What about like last week?
How do I look at that?
Don't worry about it if you can't. So anyway,
last week, my daily average was 4 hours, 52 minutes, down 19% from the week before.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so basically what it means is that this isn't the end necessarily, but we are going to take an limited.
We're taking a break forever.
Yeah. We are just, it's mm-hmm. a mere hiatus.
Yes.
But also we might not come back. We're not sure.
Yeah, I think that just give yourself time, see what happens. Everyone knows your Instagram, Tony Lodge.
At Tony Lodge at on Tony Instagram. Lodge. Yeah. And yeah, I'll be super active on there because it's like that's one of the things that I need to focus on for with work and all of that. So it's definitely not the end, but we have had like super amazing support from the very beginning since we started 22 episodes ago. And someone sent me a fucking lava lamp today, so that's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I know that you're really jealous because when I got here and you were like, you've got mail.
Oh, I was pissed off. No, because that PO box, like,
yeah, I know.
Nothing annoys me more when
then
I get
when
a
you
slip.
Walk all the yeah, way yeah. there and you get really excited and it's for me. And it's happened a few times, so thank you to the people that
I'm
have sent
even
me
joking.
Things.
It's every time.
Yeah, every time the you PO go there, box. It's for me.
Yeah. So thank if God. Anyone sends anything to PO box, it will be going to me from now.
That's not true. No.
If it has One Trick Tony or Tony Lodge, it will go to Tony.
Thank you. But yeah, so we've had like amazing people and obviously like Mason, who was part of
he was great.
This little family last year. And I know that everyone really loved him and I've passed on your messages of love for Mason to him as well. But yeah, it's definitely not goodbye, but it's just a break and you can still find me and talk to me and all of those things. But we have had really amazing people that have listened for the past year and it's been really, really amazing. And I can't believe that people wanted to listen to me talk. Full stop.
Yeah. And
let alone for free.
Slide into your DMs.
Yes.
I feel like you're very good at the whole writing to people on Instagram
I do.
And stuff.
I like dedicating time to that because people have taken time to write something to me. And lots of people over the past year have written and said like how much me talking about my mum passing away and like dealing with anxiety and OCD and depression and stuff, like how much that's helped them. And even though they're never easy messages to read, I always really appreciate people like sharing their story with me and knowing that me sharing my story has helped someone. So that's been really, really amazing. But yeah, I just need to concentrate on my work and and fucking trying to make some money. No, I don't care about that. I live
but if the bosses
in the
are
wild.
Listening,
yeah, then I am very confident. I love my job. But yeah, I just need to take some time. But you guys have been super supportive.
It's been awesome to watch. It's been awesome to watch you grow. And most people don't get to over 20 episodes. There's a thing called pod fade.
Yes, we were discussing this earlier.
And so,
but most people just like don't do an episode of their podcast and then they just forget and then it just fades into nothing. But this one we are, I don't want to say wrapping up because we aren't wrapping up. It's not the.
Yeah, you're just letting everyone know a lot of podcasts just stop doing episodes and then you never hear.
Yeah.
And so this is nice. You're doing the right thing.
But hopefully. Oh.
So, what a single solo clap.
Oh, no, I really appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, well, now I feel like that's it. I don't know.
Did you want to read out one review? You did get one.
Oh, great. Yeah, if we got one. Oh, you don't have it organized. This is my gift. My gift for
them. One Trick Tony.
You're like, oh, it's already been taken down.
This podcast
sucks.
Is overhyped. Yeah.
This podcast will finish soon. There's no way it won't.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
It's from Tiana.
Oh, thank you.
Such a laugh. Oh, Lady Tony Lodge knows comedy.
Oh my God. What a headline. Imagine that on the front of the Bloody Herald.
It's a podcast review. Listening to this podcast never fails to make my day better. Such great banter and all the lols. Tony, your mind is a beautiful thing and you bring so much joy with your glowing personality. Isn't that nice? I'm getting teary.
That's really nice.
1, 2, 3, 4. 100,000% recommend this podcast if you enjoy a nice, easy listen. I'm going to stop there. You can't listen anymore. It's done.
Yeah.
But you can go back to old episodes. Listen, that will have you laughing out loud at inappropriate times and making everyone think that you're strange. But who cares?
Oh.
Thanks, Tiana.
Thanks, Tiana.
Lovely.
Oh, that was really nice.
Do you want to finish it?
Well, no, I don't want to finish it. I reckon we come back next week. Well, I don't know. I feel like we're breaking up. Do you think we'll still be friends?
Yeah. We'll have a spa.
I'll show you my matching underwear.
Yeah, what spa and dumplings.
And a Google Home Mini. Well, that's it. For now. just for now. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a real pleasure. And thank you for joining me for the last couple of episodes.
No worries. It's glad to be here.
Been amazing. Do you think we'll still FaceTime a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right. Goodbye, everyone. For now. TTFN. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you.